As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown, dodging the lightning bolts right overhead here. Anyway, we got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Smells sweet, doesn't it? Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, October the 12th, 2011, two-hour broadcast. I've become vocal local. Coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name still is William Roberts. We'll be that way tomorrow, too. But always news, like to say good news. Haven't found much this morning. Hard facts, that's for sure. Workable solutions, well, you know my solution. We'll ever implement them. We might have some change. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And to be part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's becomevocallocal.com. You can also take the shortcut and just do vocallocal.org. That works, too. Got them both for you. You can jump in our chat room, pick a name, come in anonymously, however you like, and participate in the other broadcast that runs simultaneously with this one. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with, excuse me, unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. By now, you should have that number written with your Sharpie on your desk or your monitor. Anyway, your calls are certainly welcome. Again, 866-841-1065. Or you can send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. BVLhost, like become vocal local host, at centurytel, one L there. .net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Mo 65647. Again, P.O. Box 96, Small Town America, Exeter, Missouri, EXETER 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all carrying the broadcast, and thank you all for doing so. Again, our calling number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals rebound and press higher following the Republican presidential debates. Oh, yeah. The world's got a happy face this morning. Wall Street bankers, however, cry the blues. Goodwill fades. Grim realities are starting to set in on Wall Street. Public opinion, dicey. Dan Smoot, globalism, the foundations of property. Hutchison, we'll go into all those places today, as well as taking your calls. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago found gold trading up $22.70. Got to be the Illuminati, probably the Bilderbergers. It's a conspiracy. It's the president's working group on financial markets. They're in there jacking up the gold prices again, up $22.70 at $1,685.90. Silver, likewise, influenced by market influencers. All the men behind the curtain pounded the gold price up $22.70, pounded up the silver price up 71 cents. It's a conspiracy. Try to make people feel happy in America at $32.85. That's lots to be happy about. Platinum, likewise. Manipulators in there drove the price up $29. What is with all this green ink anyway? $1,547. Palladium, they're in there too, up $7 at $609. We're supposed to be depressed, right? No, not really. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,664.10 for a low, $1,693.40 for a high. We'll pick it up right there after this. Stay tuned.
Team Sport. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Wednesday, October the 12th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, which, of course, is the location for all of our show archives. So much more available on that website, the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage, the mothership, I guess, or the flagship of this broadcasting network. Of course, you can find our chat room over at bvlhosts@centurytel.net. If you'd like to dive in there, and the call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Again, those evil market manipulators, I don't know what they're trying to do, make people feel happy and elated, make them believe that there's actually value in gold and silver. Well, anyway, this morning, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, happy face, green time, yeah. That's right. They're all over the marketplace. Gold was up $22.70 at $1,685.90 an ounce. Silver up 71 cents at $32.85. Platinum up $29 at $1,547. And palladium up $7 at $609 an ounce. Certainly the work of the snake people. The lows and the highs of the gold spot market again this morning, $1,664.10 for a low, $1,693.40 for a high. We've got a $1,685.90. Your gold is up $332.30 an ounce for a 24.54% return on your investment. The boys in London, those price fixers, those terrible price fixers, they set the price at $1,687, so I guess at least they know how to find a mean. And it's been above and below that, a $30 spread shaping up this morning. SPDR gold shares overnight, seemingly unchanged at 1,227.99 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $65.6 billion yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the only red ink on the list here, closed down 17 at 11,416. The NASDAQ closed up 17 at 2583. The S&P 500 closed up 1 at 1196. Crude oil this morning up 41 cents a barrel at $86.22 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude in the U.S. dollar index this morning. Yes, a little bit of red here, off 58 basis points at 77.06. Yes, little Timmy Geithner's not doing too well leading his basket of currencies. Over at our basket of currencies, the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership, we find the Canadian loonie. Wow, all of these numbers, this is an obvious manipulation. Huge moves upward this morning. Canadian loonie up 129 basis points at 98 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 143 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 108 basis points at $1.38. The British pound up 109 basis points at $1.58. And the Swiss franc up 112 basis points at $1.11. I guess they liked the presidential candidates debate last night on Bloomberg talking about the economy. Made the world have a happy face this morning. The bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year bonded indebtedness, our treasuries, is at 0.31%, a strong move upward there. The 10-year yield is at 2.22 and the 30 at 3.19. In the mortgage market, continuing to see a turnaround here. The 15-year fixed rate mortgage moves up on a national average from 3.37% a month ago to 3.51 this morning. Jump out there and check with your mortgage broker before these prices start going up higher. The 30-year moves up also for the first time in a long time, moving up from 4.16% a month ago to 4.18. So we're seeing a little bit of a turnaround in the fixed-rate mortgages. The gold-to-silver ratio this morning will take you 51.33 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold yesterday. Kind of got off to an interesting talkity-talk. And didn't get our market reports out, so we're going to go back and pick up the couple of them that we missed yesterday. And the Mortgage Bankers Association purchase apps are out this morning, and so we'll cover all of those, and let's dive right into it. The NFIB Small Business Optimism Index, again, here it is. Pessimism eased slightly among small businesses in September with the National Federation of Independent Businesses. That's what NFIB stands for. The National Federation of Independent Business Index edging up 0.8 points higher to a still weak 88.9. So get the gurney out, dust him off, put the paddles on his chest, and try it again. Improvement is centered in employment and business investment, showing no improvement are sales, the outlook of the economy, and the assessment of conditions in the credit market. Borrowing demand also remains weak, with 92% saying they are not interested in borrowing money. So, once again, get out of debt if you can. Get away from the dollar in all dollar-denominated assets. Stay away from them. Find someplace else to go. In the commodities would be my recommendation. Anyway, we do have Forex traders in the listening audience, and I'm sure they've got good reasons for doing so. I like to diversify my portfolio in currencies, pick up on a little bit long on dollars, ones, I need to probably diversify, pick up a few more fives, some 20s, and some 10s, and if I really want to go out there, I could go long on the 50s and the 100s. But anyway, the ICSC Goldman store sales this morning, chain store sales slipped 0.1% in the October 8th week. All right, so that's not going to help us out either. Let's just jump right along. The Red Book, unlike the ICSC Goldman, which reports low set trend sales in October, Red Book reports that sales are on the high end of a trend. The high end of a trend. Well, the trend has been down, so at least they're closer to up, right? At a year-on-year same-store plus 4.8%, Redbook attributes the strength to the promotion and the city's building the momentum for Halloween and winter holiday merchandise. Well, they're packing all in that cheap Chinese plastic crap and then all of the sugar and that high-fructose corn syrup and all the stuff that the aspartame that they'll have ready for the chillins come Halloweeny. Anyway, the MBA purchase apps, this is the important one. The purchase index is extending its recent firm run into October, up 1.1% in the October 7th week. So somebody is out there buying houses. Is that you, Mom and Pa, America? Or is that the big bankers and the Chinese and the East Indians and everybody else that happens to have two shekels? The gain in this index is positive for underlying home sales. The refinance index is up 1.3%. Both indexes are getting a boost from low interest rates. Well, that's what they all talk about here. Purchase demand is also getting a boost from continued discounting the home prices. Bargain sales. Fire sales. Someone please buy this foreclosed home from the bank. The weeds are 6 feet high and we are getting trouble from the city. Anyway, let's go to the next one. Very little news today. I'm going to go on to other things. Crude oil rises to trade near 3 week high as Europe prepares bank support. Interesting things going on here. Underline Europe prepares bank support. So the idea of QE1, QE2, QE3, and now the EU1 coming on us and at us. The Grant Smith writing this one for the Bloomberg. Oil advanced to trade near its highest in 3 weeks in New York on speculation that European Union proposals on bank recapitalization will support economic growth and fuel consumption. These guys are high on drugs. Have to be high on drugs. Anyway, we'll come back, talk a little bit about crude oil, and get really crude on some other things.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And exercising the option to go to the 866-841-1065 line and call in. Our caller has called in, so let's go to the wild card number here and say good morning to our caller.
Good morning. Yesterday you asked me how much more is Apple worth today than it was 10 years ago, and I just guessed. I said, I'm guessing 20 times higher.
Uh-huh.
It's actually 45 times higher, so $10,000 invested in Apple 10 years ago would be worth $450,000 today.
Good stuff.
But what I'm looking to, I think you might have misunderstood me. I'm not looking for Apple to invest in. I'm looking for Apple to bet against, because I believe that from here, it's trading at 407 right now. It goes to 300 in a heartbeat, and then 200. And then 100.
Well, it could, it could. And so what you're basically, for those that may be not familiar, what you're talking about is short selling, right? So you're betting on it to go down. That's like the bears bet on things to go down. The bulls bet on things to go up. And so you're looking at this very high yield on Apple now that the job has been laid to rest. And you're thinking that perhaps maybe with a change in leadership, that you might see Apple stocks decline from this very high to low, and you're thinking that it might go down how much?
Well, I mean, just a week ago it got down to 350, and now it's having a sucker rebound. It's up to 407 again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're reporting earnings in a few days, and there's all this sucker buying into that. And it's a short covering rally is all it is. It goes back to 350. As soon as the earnings are reported, it'll go right back to 350 and then to 300, 200, 100. I mean, this is an extremely inflated stock. And it's the most heavily owned stock in the world. Their market capitalization it trades millions of shares a day at $400. And when you mention yield, it actually yields zero. It pays no dividend whatsoever. This is a junk. It's a junk.
Why would anybody get involved in something like that? Can you clue me in?
Well, who buys it is the investment banks and
pension funds
for Wall Street.
Pension funds.
Yeah, pension fund.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just and hedge funds and a lot banks.
So let me interrupt again. If it doesn't pay a dividend on a quarterly or annually or otherwise, then really your fund manager, just kind of doing some, that I don't usually talk about, but your fund manager then is responsible for, let's say, investing wisely the funds of the retirement funds of California teachers or somebody like that. And so they're looking around and they say, well, Apple's a good deal. And so they call up Goldman Sachs and they say, okay, well, we're going to buy X number of shares of Apple. They get a brokerage on their end. Goldman gets a brokerage on their end. The fund gets to buy this and add it to their portfolio, but the teachers don't get any benefit from it. Only the brokers get the commissions.
Well, the teachers get a huge benefit, because of the appreciation, in the value of the stock. But when this thing crashes, which it will, it's going to be ugly.
Well, if I were to say that I would have appreciation in my checkbook, I could add zeros all day, but unless I could write a check against it, what has it really added? What has it gained me?
Well, I mean, it's gained. I mean, literally, the people that bought it, 10 years ago, for $10,000 literally do have $450,000 today that they can cash in. You know, they can redeem that. It's real.
Okay.
It's the games are real. The games are real, but they're going to evaporate so rapidly that it will make people's heads swim. I mean, this stock is just, you know, I mean, it hit the 350s just a few days ago. Now it's back to 407.
Okay.
It's what you call a short covering. All the people that were short the stock, then what the Wall Street pigs do is they inject money into it to make all of the short sellers lose their shirts. All the people that bought put options and such get cleaned out. And then once they've cleaned them out, then they go, it goes right back down again. It's what you call like a short covering sucker rally.
Okay, now let's go over to another one that you mentioned yesterday. I mean, you were talking a little bit about, just briefly, about the different mining shares. You're talking about exploration companies. You're talking about the juniors that are out there actually putting a mine into place, and then the others that have working mines that have been up. On those three, how would you approach that marketplace?
Well, right now I'm short a company called Allied Nevada Gold.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at a chart of it, it's just extremely inflated. You know, it's trading at $37 a share right now. Three years ago, it was trading at like $5 a share.
Okay.
I shorted it at 42. It's 37 right now. I've made a little money, but where I'm hoping to make a real killing, when I get to a point, I'm thinking Apple might go a little bit higher next couple of days. I'll go ahead and cover that LA Nevada Gold and use the cash to buy put options on Apple rather than shorting it. I'll buy the put options. You're leveraged then. You know, you can make huge money.
And what is your option?
And what I'll do is...
What is your opportunity to make huge losses or suffer huge losses?
Well, there's an opportunity. The way I'll do it, you know, if it's trading at 420, I'll buy the 430 put options. It's safer. They're more expensive, but it's safer. Like, if I buy, like, say, 300 put options, where I'm predicting the stock will go to 300, and I pay a lot less if I do it that way, but if the stock doesn't hit 300, I lose up an awful lot of money.
How about covering your shorts, or when they make an option call, you have to come up with money to cover that, don't you?
Well, I mean, I shorted 1,000 shares of Allied Nevada Mines at $42 a share, so that I used $42,000 of cash to do that.
Okay.
Okay, so now, if I cover that short, I'll have $47,000 because I'm up in the deal because I shorted it at 42. Now it's 37. So if I cover that short, I'll have $47,000 in cash in that trading account to play with, and I'll use that money to buy put options on Apple.
Okay.
I mean, this Apple stock is so inflated. And it really doesn't have anything to do with the Steve Jobs thing. You know, it's just an extremely inflated stock. In other words, what all of these EJPs, as Charles Giuliani calls them, I mean, they just buy. It's one of these things where, yeah, it just goes up. They buy. They just keep buying. Well, as soon as crunch time comes, I mean, the stocks are worthless.
Exactly.
You know, basically, they're all worthless. And there comes a point when once people realize it's not going to just go up, it's going down, the psychology changes, and then all of a sudden, nobody wants it.
Well, you know,
what's
like
going to happen.
Apple itself, you know, could come in and buy its own shares, and we studied a lot of that back months and months ago when one of our listeners sent me a copy of Gustavus Meyer's book, The History of the Great American Fortunes. And in that, you know, we saw the development of the stock exchanges here. And many of the big industrialists and the financiers, you know, they manipulated their own stocks to the point that they bankrupted other people in the process, and they just profit every time. But hey, great info. Keep us informed. Keep me included. I like to learn. Thanks for calling in.
Nice talk to you.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc and you'll find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Always good to hear a little bit of a different point of view and a different reference point, certainly different experience, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's right. Personally, I'm pretty fond of the metals. You know, kind of like they get rid of all the counterparty risk, you know, all the other hands in the pie. Pretty much foregone conclusion that I don't invest in the stock market. Don't know much about it, and, well, always interested in learning, and appreciate the call, you know. But anyway, let's go back into the article again, just to give you an idea. These articles are less important to me for what they say as what they're not saying, or how they spin it. Crude again rises to trade near a three-week high as Europe prepares for bank support. Now, you can just about say crude oil rises and falls on just about every speculator that comes down the pike. And certainly we're hearing about Europe, you know, trying to deal with this contagion, avoid the contagion of Greece. Of course, the presidential candidates in the debate last night wanted to sidestep the issue. But the Bloomberg lady there, I think her name is Giuliana, she was pressing rather strongly. Everyone wanted to avoid it. But oil advanced to trade near its highest in 3 weeks in New York on speculation. And that's the problem. Speculators in their monkeying with our oil. That European Union proposals on bank recapitalization, you know, we all understand that terminology, correct? Will support economic growth and fuel consumption. So they're going back to John Maynard Keynes, dipping into the Keynesian barrel. of insanity, anticipating that they'll be able to spend their way into prosperity. But that song is just about played its last house. Futures rose for a six-day, their longest winning streak this year. European Commission President Jose Barroso is due to outline plans in Brussels today. Now, curious sentences here. They say, futures rose for a six-day, their longest winning streak this year. And then, European Commission President Jose Barroso is due to outline plans in Brussels today. And then, the next sentence, the International Energy Agency, which cut its global oil demand forecast for 2012, said recent data doesn't signal a downward consumption spiral. You take those three sentences together, they're none of them are related. They're all in the same paragraph, however. But buried in the middle is this European Commission President Jose Barroso due to outline plans in Brussels today. Of course, if you caught the debate last night, Rick Perry is going to release his plans today or tomorrow or maybe the next day or within 3 days or maybe soon or maybe not at all. Anyway, let's continue. There's relief about the risk in the EU, said Thorbjørn Buck Jensen, an analyst at Global Risk Management in Middelfart, Denmark. Danish fellow there, who forecasts Brent will average $107 a barrel this quarter. On a longer horizon, inflation expectations and recovered growth after the sovereign debt problems have been solved will support oil prices. Of course, it doesn't help or it doesn't hurt that the Gaddafi's regime has been severely damaged, and they're now bringing the Brent back onto the market out of Libya. They don't mention that in the article. Crude for November delivery on the New York Mercantile Exchange rose as much as 78 cents. Blah, blah, blah. Brent oil for November settlement rose $1.13 to $111.86 on the London-based ICE Futures Europe Exchange. The European benchmark contract was at a premium of as much as $25.60 to U.S. crude. In other words, you're paying more. It's on top of West Texas Intermediate, the most since September the 15th and down from a record of $26.87 on September the 6th. And then it continues. They cut their forecasts, all right? They're talking about having some kind of a recovery here, but they're not so sure as the article continues. The Paris-based IEA reduced estimates for world demand in 2012 by 210,000 barrels a day. Now, what's that mean? It says they've reduced their estimates for world demand. That means people are not going down to the filling station and filling up the jalopy, all right? And the reason they're not going down to the filling station and filling up the jalopy is not because they wouldn't want to visit Granny or take their children to see a ball game or something else. It's because they have no money in their pocket. It's kind of like me. It's like taking a mortgage payment on something to go to the bank or go to the gas station and fill up my truck, my Dodge truck, with diesel fuel. There's still robust growth, but it's being affected by this economic slowdown, said David Fife when he took his head out of the cocaine tray. Where's the robust growth, David? We'd all like to know that. Of course, if you listen to the Bloomberg presidential debate last night, I watched the whole thing, by the way, plus the pre-show and post-show wind-ups, the first ever that I did all of that. Anyway, but if you'll hear what you're hearing, what I heard was is that it's time for Wall Street and for the media to stop talking about the horrible economic situation. We're going to want to paint a happy face. We're going to start painting the news with a new outlook for prosperity and uplift, because the people have lost their confidence in the system, all right? So this one is trying, I guess. There's still robust growth, but no one can find it, I added. Anyway, continuing, U.S. crude oil stockpiles probably rose by 800,000 barrels last week. No one knows, right? Can't figure it out. According to the median of 15 analysts estimated in Bloomberg's new survey for a weekly energy report tomorrow, the industry-funded American Petroleum Institute publishes its weekly figures today. Both sets of data are being released a day later than usual because of this week's Columbus Day holiday. So if you're looking for an excuse, any merchant man's holy day will work. Well, Iran is in the news. Of course, if you listen to the Christian Zionists, you know, there's a lot that we could go into that I won't. I'll spare you all of that. But Iran is accused by the U.S. of sponsoring a plot to assassinate the Saudi ambassador. Wow. Patricia Hurtado, Seth Stern, and Indira A. Lakshmanan, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg, Iran was accused by the Justice Department of sponsoring a plot to assassinate Saudi Arabs' ambassador to the U.S. in a conspiracy involving a secret Iranian military unit and a citizen of the Islamic Republic with a U.S. passport. Damn, I'm ready to stay awake at night tonight. I'm going to get the Mossberg out and sit by the front door. Mansour Arbab Siar, who was 56 years old, and Ghulam Sakuri, charged with conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction, in this case, C4. See, C4 is really making it around. They tried to use that in the shoe bomb. It didn't work. Tried to work that up in the underwear bomb. That didn't work. Anyway, in this case, C4, plastic explosives. I think you can find the chemical analysis and the formula on the internet, last time I heard, to murder Ambassador Abdel Abdubir and attack Saudi installations in the U.S. in a plan hatched earlier this year. Targets included foreign government facilities associated with Saudi Arabia and with another country, the U.S. said in a complaint filed in a Manhattan federal court. You believe this? The plotters, one of whom is in U.S. custody, also targeted Israel's embassy in Washington, as well as the embassies of Israel and Saudi Arabia in Argentina, according to a federal law enforcement official familiar with the matter. Well, there's all the culprits right there, Israel and Saudi Arabia, and the United States, and the Justice Department, and apparently they're trying to drag Iran into it. Iran said it categorically rejected the claim, which it described as an, quote-unquote, evil plot. Ridiculous show. Here's a quote. These attitudes, which are based on the old age and hostile policies of the American Zionist Axis, that's powerful, are a ridiculous show in line with a scenario that aims to divide and that emanates from the enemies of the region, close quote, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mehman Parasat said in comments reported late yesterday by the state-run Press TV news channel. Iran's ambassador to the United Nations, Mohammad Kazai. You have to practice that lame when you're falling off your camel, you know. Kazai said the allegations were a U.S. effort to, quote, divert attention from the current economic and social problems at home. And there's a lot of truth to that. The sanctity and safety of diplomats. Joseph Biden, Vice President Joe Biden today described the alleged plot as an outrageous act that violates the sanctity and the safety of diplomats. Of course, they don't talk about the drone just shooting people down on the streets, right? Yeah, we're not going to go in there. We'll always point to the others. That's how you can tell that there's an Israeli in the plot, you know. They cry out in pain as they strike you repeatedly in the face. That's what Joe Biden is doing here. The Iranians are going to have to be held accountable. Be careful, Joe. Be real careful. There's two ends to that pencil. Anyway, Good Morning America asked about the possibility of additional sanctions against Iran. He said nothing has been taken off the table. Does that mean a nuclear strike there, Joe? Who's going to be held accountable? Will you?
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth, when you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And before we get back into the news basket, a couple of program notes. One, of course, you know, tomorrow we're going to have Debbie Bacigalupi. She must be Italian. And Kirk McKenzie join us to defend rural America. We're going to be talking about the Klamath River Basin, the watershed. Huge, huge area. And a huge, huge taking that's going on right now by the sustainable development mercenaries. For all of you out there that like the green agenda, you're going to want to miss tomorrow. I'll show you what the green agenda is going to look like in the United States as we try and rewild America. So it's going to be a rather interesting broadcast. The first hour I'll be on with Kirk. Kirk's a videographer. He has made a video that's coming out. It's going to be released on the 22nd. And it's the big launch date that they have there. And so we'll look forward to that. He's done all of the background research into this issue and has a lot of the nuts and bolts. And then in the second hour, I'll have Debbie Bacigalupi on with us, a young lady that is really active there. I always like to give the activists that are actually doing something credit for their work and an opportunity to speak out. Her parents own a large land holding there. They're ranchers. You know, I really have a kind of an empathy for people that have cow crap on their boots from time to time. And I'm sure that she would qualify. But anyway, nevertheless, we're going to go for the full 2 hours. We'll have Kirk in the first hour, Debbie in the second hour. If all things go well, it should be quite an interesting discussion. And it will be the first of several, I hope, because there are a lot of other people that are working diligently to block the globalists, the United States government, from basically blowing out dams all along this whole river and forcing the people off their land, rewilding America once again. Of course, October 22nd resonates with me, a big day in this area as well. We have a Freedom Fair coming up on October the 22nd, Saturday from 11 a.m. until 4 o'clock p.m. at May Farm, which is located at 4618 North College between the Locomotion and Lewis and Clark in Fayetteville, Arkansas. and it shall be very interesting. There's booth rentals that are still available, crafters, patriotic speakers, vendors, local businesses, educational programs, live music, children's activities, rides, barbecues, Freedom Store, art sales, games, prizes, etc. Trevor Loudon will be there, others will be there as well. It's hosted by the Northwest Arkansas Citizens for Better Government. You can find the information at www.nwacfbg.org. Again, that's nwacfbg.org. Or you can just shoot me an email. I'll give you all the contact information. Again, October 22nd, the launch of the Defend Rural America video presentation, a big shoe planned out there in Northern California, Southern Oregon, and another one down in Arkansas. So with all that, let's go back into the news a little bit further. Slovakia, of course, is in the news. Slovak Party seeks ways to approve a bailout fund amid dispute over Radakova. What the heck is all this? When was the last time we ever heard about Slovakia? Well, they're dragging their feet. They don't want to get involved in bailing out Greece. They've already been in, and they've basically just said, take a flying leap, and that's not good. Once you start having members of this the European Union, dragging their feet, things aren't looking good. Slovakia got whacked for Greece bailouts, and they don't want anything more to do with it. Slovakia's political parties rushed to find a way to approve Europe's enhanced bailout fund after lawmakers rejected it yesterday amid a dispute over the future of Prime Minister Iveta Radakova. Radakova wants to start talks today with the opposition on a second vote, according to spokesman Michael Lukács. The premier said the only country in the 17-member euro area yet to approve European Federal Stability Facility must find a solution to the issue as soon as possible, yet no time for a new vote has been set. So there's trouble in Slovakia. Wall Street hasn't gotten to the end of singing its blues yet. Wall Street sees no exit from its financial woes. All right, this written by Max Abelson. For Bloomberg, Wall Street executives facing demonstrators camp for a fourth week in New York's financial district say they're anxious and angry for other reasons. An era of decline and disappointment for bankers, you know, goodwill, not me, but them, goodwill is very valuable. The goodwill of Goldman Sachs has been tarnished. The goodwill of J.P. Morgan Chase has been tarnished. Wells Fargo, Bank of America, on and on, Countrywide, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, all tarnished. Their goodwill is valuable, and their goodwill has been tarnished. And so this article continues, an era of decline and disappointment for bankers may not end for years. I think we're going to get out of this one overnight. According to interviews with more than 24 executives and investors blaming government interference and persecution, they say there isn't enough global stability, leverage, or risk appetite to triumph in the current slump. Quote, I don't think it's time to make money. This is a time to rig for survival, said Charles Stevenson, 64, president of Hedge Fund Navigator Group and the head of the co-op board at 740 Park Avenue, the building home to Blackstone Group LP chairman Steve Schwartzman and the CIT Group Inc. chief executive officer John Thain, among those picketed by protesters yesterday. Quote, the future is not going to be like a past we knew, he said. There's no exit from this morass. There's no exit for this morass. I might ask each of you the same question that was asked of the presidential candidates last night by the moderator there. Was it Charlie Rose or somebody? There's the big question. All of the rhetoric aside, what will you do immediately to bring jobs back to America? Putting all the rhetoric aside and all the flag waving and all the patriotic talk, what could we do tomorrow to create jobs in this country? Quite frankly, when the question was being posed to the president's old candidates, I didn't have a rapid answer either. We've come a long ways, baby. And we've come down this slope and this rabbit hole so far that rapid solutions are unlikely to emerge. What would you do tomorrow to increase the number of jobs in this country? There are basic fundamentals underlying all of this that will take, I say, 12 years or better to unwind, even were it possible to achieve the first step and get a towards the abolition of a established two-party political system and get to a place where we are meeting as a deliberative assembly of the whole. In other words, we merge the Republican Party and the Democratic Party into one Democratic-Republican Party for the purpose of doing the restoration project. Even if it were possible to get there, and we had harmony between the two houses, no longer split over specious party lines, no longer dealing with a left-right divide, we've got people in this country that are so deeply steeped in their belief systems that dragging them out of those belief systems would be almost impossible. It would be like trying to convert a Mormon to Judaism or a Mormon to Catholicism or a Christian fundamentalist to Roman Catholicism. Almost impossible, because we're fighting deep belief systems here, deep-seated, long-term, long-held belief systems. Real problematic in all of this, okay? And in addition to that, we've gutted the infrastructure. We've gutted out the system by which we used to make jobs. You can't, we don't have, you know, we just can't whip up more jobs over at the Echo plant, E-C-K-O. Many of you going to the grocery store, you know what Echo is. You might look in your kitchen drawers and in the hell drawer in your accessories cabinet and see what you got for kitchen things made by Echo. They made things here for our kitchens for years, all the little gadgets that the cooks use, right? But we exported all of that industry now, and that's overseas. Some of the presidential candidates were talking about, well, let's just let them repatriate trillions of dollars, no taxes. Well, that would be great, wouldn't it? I'd like to be on the receiving end of that largesse. I'm sure many would. But even repatriating trillions of dollars doesn't mean that tomorrow they're going to start hiring. We still need to build factories. We still need to restart and reinvigorate our distribution system, not to mention addressing all of the woes in the banking system. So this article is pretty accurate. Again, he says, I don't think it's time to make money. It's time to rig for survival. The future is not going to be like the past we knew, he said. There's no exit from this morass. An anemic global economy, the European sovereign debt crisis, U.S. unemployment stuck above 9%, and swooning stock markets have sapped the euphoria that swept Wall Street in 2009 as it rebounded to record profits after the credit crisis. The benefits of a $700 billion bailout, taxpayer bailout, and a $1.2 trillion in emergency funding from the Fed Reserve have faded. No exit from this morass. I'd like to see some real solutions brought forward instead of these band-aids for the sucking chest wound on the body politic.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora.
Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, October the 12th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, kicking off the shoreline, coasting out into the water here for the second hour of today's two-hour transmission. Again, we're looking at some serious issues, and as I said in the opening of last hour and in the last segment of the past hour, Wall Street is asking some serious questions, not only of themselves, but they're starting to lay some things out here that we needed to hear. Financial bubble. They're not going to make the kind of money they wanted. He's talking about the people that are involved in the marketplace there. They're not going to make the kind of money they wanted, said William Hombrecht, the chairman of San Francisco-based W.R. Hombrecht & Company, who designed the Dutch auction of Google Inc.'s 2004 initial public offering. Quote, I'm not sure people really have come to terms with the fact that what we have had was a financial bubble. So everybody talks about, wow, there's going to be a bubble. There was a bubble in the housing industry. You know, that's out of there in the transportation sector and all that. No, no. We've had another one of these housing bubbles, financial bubbles. And as, you know, Dr. Ron Paul said last night in the debate, and rightly so, it's been one series of booms and busts and bubbles and bursting bubbles ever since the Fed came into existence. Of course, they were dealing with booms and busts and bubbles and busts even before that. And when we went through the Federal Reserve and we talked about that cycle, going to our early economic texts, there's levels, you know, where you have to do injections and withdrawals of currencies and restrictions of credit to try and level out this boom and bust stuff. Or others say that you might want to just stand back. And if it booms, it booms. And when it busts, it busts. We need to change our basic outlook and start understanding that, you know, we were given the freedom to choose. We have to understand that choices have consequences. And then we need to act accordingly. And if everybody's out there thinking they're going to make a lot of money, maybe we need to change our focus a little bit. The new rules from Basel, Committee on Banking Supervision, will more than double capital requirements for banks. Fixed income revenue could fall 25% under a draft of the Volcker Rule. That came under fire. Volcker's name was mentioned also. Greenspan was mentioned. Of course, they dragged Benjamin Shalom Bernanke into the dirt not to do that. And, you know, slammed Timmy Geithner, little Timmy, Mr. Pilgrim himself. That's pretty bold. You go start slapping the Pilgrim Society sucker. Might cost you one in the chest, if you know what I mean. The whole capitalist system is being called into question. Again, you know, I think we have made a mistake when we follow Das Kapital. You want capitalism? You want socialism? You want communism? Well, most of it's coming from the same source, Dr. No. We're not talking about capitalism. We're talking about free markets. And that's what Dr. Ron Paul was talking about last night during the debate. He didn't give him much time. But what little time he did have, he mentioned liberty. I think he mentioned the Constitution. None of the others did. Not everyone is worried about the banks. Quote, I wouldn't shed too many tears for Wall Street, Neil Barofsky said, the former Special Inspector General for the TARP program, who's now teaching a class on the financial crisis at New York University School of Law. I guess he learned enough there to go around and teach it to others. I hope he's teaching them something valuable. He wrote in an email, quote, the systemic advantage that the too-big-to-fail banks enjoyed in the lead-up to the financial crisis may be diminished in the near term, but the structure is still essentially the same and will continue, will almost certainly help catapult them to record profits and bonuses once the good times return. And this guy's a teacher, Neil Barofsky, 41 years of age, once the good times return. Yeah. Again, this is the problem. This is what Paul was saying, Dr. Paul. He says, you keep going back to the same thing. You keep going back to the same thing. When are you going to wake up?
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so checking quickly the Market Watch website. This is the New York Times. Wall Street Journal. And they got the banner headline, Europe hopes, buoy the stocks. Good news, Wall Street's in a bad mood. Let's see what else they got. Stock gurus just aren't what they used to be. Liz minus Liz, 30. Alcoa earnings disappoint. Opportunity in private equity stock and so on and so forth. Well, I'd anticipated jumping over there and seeing a lot more good news. Banner headlines as the marketplace begins to respond to the request made that we start painting a happy face on our woes rather than emphasizing the negative, accentuate the positive. Maybe we'll see some of that in the weeks and months ahead. I don't know. I'm just going to have to wait and watch it develop. But anyway, let's go over here and take a little bit of a sidebar and look at Mr. Dan Smoot, United Nations and World Government Propaganda, Chapter 7. This is an old book sent to me years ago by one of our listeners. I got it back in 2005. It's from the Americanist Library, and this was originally published in 1962, and I have a 1965 edition in front of me. United Nations, it's Chapter 7, United Nations and World Government Propaganda. All American advocates of the supranational, 1965 now, supranational national government or world government claim their principal motive is to achieve world peace. You know, remember Woodrow Wilson making the world safe for democracy? Yet these are generally the same Americans whose eager interventionism, today we're sharpening our axes once again on behalf of the Israeli lobby, against the Iranians on the pretext of an alleged conspiracy or a terrorist attack. Anyway, yet these are generally the same Americans whose eager interventionism, of course, Dr. Paul mentioned non-interventionism again, helped push America into the two world wars in this century. Mr. Smoot is not aware at this time of all the other wars we've been in. Two, the propaganda for involving America in the bloodshed and hatreds of Europe in World Wars I and World Wars II was the same as that now being used to push us into world government. In World War I, we rushed our soldiers across the wide seas to die in the cause of making the world safe for democracy. He remembers also of eliminating evil in the world. So there would be no more war. And this was precisely what the world government interventionists wanted us to do. The so-called American isolationists were not pacifists who recommended refusal to take up arms in defense of their own country. Most of them were patriots, would have been among the foremost to fight in defense of America. Being intelligent citizens of a peaceful and civilized nation, they wanted to keep it that way. The world government interventionists used the extraordinary arguments of a man who, though living in an orderly and law-abiding neighborhood, says that he must go carousing around in adjoining communities and get involved in every street fight and barroom brawl he can find in order to avoid violence. Such a man not only becomes a party to lawless violence, which he claims to deplore, but also creates hatreds and resentments which will ultimately bring to the same citizens of his own peaceful neighborhood the evils which they had managed to keep out. And this is what Woodrow Wilson's intervention in World War I did to the United States. All right? So on the one hand, you're professing peace, but then you go to every brothel and bar in town and pick fights with people. Well, that's what we did. But this sacrifice of American, well, back up, Will. This is what Woodrow Wilson's intervention in World War I did to the United States. It sacrificed the lives of 250,000 American men, not to mention the hundreds of thousands crippled and otherwise wrecked by war. But this sacrifice of American youth did not make the world safe for anything. It helped make the world a breeding place for communism. It helped make the world a breeding place for communism, fascism, Nazism, and other varieties of socialism. You see, Dan Smoot understands the same thing I do. You can keep putting all these labels on it, but it really all just boils down to Claude Henri Duverroy Saint-Simon's socialist planning. And it planted the seeds for a Second World War more destructive than the first. In fact, I'll just go further and say that it made the Second World War inevitable, the Versailles Treaty. But the world government interventionists, when their bloody crusade proved worse than a tragic failure, did not admit error. They tried to place all the blame on the isolationists who had tried to keep us from making the ghastly mistake. And a lot of those isolationists and those war protesters were imprisoned for their views. In a country that espouses freedom of association and freedom of speech, right? If we'd stayed out of World War I, the European powers would have arrived, as they have been doing for thousands of years, at some kind of a negotiated peace, which would have saved not only hundreds of thousands of American lives, but millions of European lives as well. By entering World War I, we merely converted it into total war, following Avram Springsteen's leadings there, the American Civil War, prolonged it, and made it more savage. The destruction and slaughter of World War I created power vacuums and imbalances and economic chaos, which inevitably led to World War II. Again, the world government advocates who claimed to want peace insisted that we go to war. They also intensified their efforts to entangle America irretrievably in political and economic union with the European nations so that there would never again be any possibility of the United States staying out of the endless wars and turmoil of the old world. It is perhaps fruitless to question the motives of people leading the campaign to push America into world government. All organizations which have been active in this movement, the World Fellowship, Inc., the Federal Union, Inc., Atlantic Union Committee, United World Federalists, and so on, have had a sprinkling of communist fronters among their directors and members. But they have also had the official support of many prominent and respected Americans, Harry Truman, Dwight Eisenhower, John Kennedy, Richard Nixon, Estes Kefauver, John Sparkman, Adlai Stevenson, Dean Acheson, John Foster Dulles, Christian Herter, cabinet officers, senators and congressmen, Supreme Court justices, prominent churchmen, businessmen, financiers, entertainers, judges, union officials, newspapers and magazine editors, famous columnists, and radio television commentators. Dan Smoot, 1960s, pretty intelligent man. Although the cry of peace, quote-unquote peace, is the perennial clarion call for all world government advocates, many of them have, in recent years, added the claim that their recommendations for converting America into a province of world government are means of fighting communism. Indeed, some of the most vigorous advocates of one-worldism have wide reputations as anti-communists, such as Walter Judd, a Republican congressman from Minnesota, for example. Even Clarence Straight, leader of the now-defunct Federal Union Incorporated and father of that organization's very active and influential tax-exempt successful Atlantic Union Committee, has ugly things to say about communism. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so, leaping from the invisible government by Dan Smoot back into our A.V. Dicey's lectures on the relation between law and public opinion in England during the 19th century, and finding ourselves square on the top of the beginning decades of the 20th century, as Dan Smoot was referring to World War I. A.V. Dicey, Albert Venn Dicey, begins his lecture one on this wise, the relation between law and public opinion. My aim in these lectures is to exhibit the close dependence of legislation and even of the absence of legislation in England during the 19th century upon the varying currents of public opinion. We see a lot of public opinion. We see public notice. That's what the news is all about. That the internet is all about, public opinion, largely. Opinions. Opinions, of course, rule everything, said Napoleon. But continuing, the fact of this dependence will be assumed by most students with even too great readiness. We are all of us so accustomed to endow public opinion with a mysterious or almost supernatural power that we neglect to examine what it is that we mean by public opinion, to measure the true limits of its authority, and to ascertain the mode of its operation. Of course, we found that Rockefellers and others, you know, engaging the services of Ivy Ledbetter Lee to paint a happy face on the union-busting activities that they were involved in and the sadness that swept over the mining communities when mine after mine collapsed or miners came up with the black lung and things like that. Public opinion and cross-currents of public opinion today on Bloomberg. Pieces written to try and improve the goodwill, the public image, if you will, of Wall Street and Wall Street banking houses, trying to drum up a little empathy for their plight, that they're not making as big a bonuses and that they are canning and sacking employees to the tunes of 30s and 40s and 50s and 60,000s of employees in each of these big houses around the United States and around the world. Continue. Surprise may be felt indeed, not at the statement that law depends upon opinion, but at this assertion being limited to England and to England during the last century. This limitation, however, is intentional and admits of full justification. And if you watch the debates last night, talking about legislation, you know, Adam raised up Cain, and Cain spoke last evening of his 666 program, as Michelle Bachmann pointed out. You turn 999 upside down and you get 666. one of the other panelists thought that it was, you know, the price of a pizza. But all things considered, he was floating his public opinion, increasing public opinion for the 999 program. But he says that it's going to pass, and it will pass because the people want it. That's public opinion affecting law and legislation. He wants to overturn the existing tax codes. All right. So true indeed it is that the existence and the alteration of human institutions, unless and until there's the political will in Congress to do some meaningful things, Congress is not going to do it. And if they don't do it, that means that you ain't going to get rid of the Fed. Congress created the Fed, and Congress alone will be able to end the Fed. But instead, we're on Wall Street, pestering the bankers, as if Jamie Dimon's going to come down onto the street and listen to the demands. And even if he did come down on the street and listen to the demands being made, he's in no position whatsoever to take action on those demands. He can't meet the demands. Mr. Gary Cohen, Lloyd Blankfein. Blankfein can't give you a $20 an hour minimum wage, and why would he? It's a completely bone-dead idea. But anyway, he can't do it. Congress can, but it would be the death of this country. True indeed it is, again, that the existence and the alteration of human institutions, even the church, called the question. Everybody's asking, where are the pastors? Where are those good Christians? Where are those good Jews? Where are those good Muslims? Where are they anyway? Do they even exist? True indeed it is that the existence and the alteration of human institutions must, in a sense, always and everywhere depend upon the beliefs or the feelings, or in other words, upon the opinions of the society in which such institutions flourish. You're fairly well going to get the government that you make. The government is a reflection of us. As force, writes David Hume, is always on the side of the governed, the governors have nothing to support them but opinion. It is therefore in opinion only that government is founded, and this maxim extends to the most despotic and the most military governments, as well as the most free and the most popular. It is only in opinion that government is founded. Governments are instituted among men to secure the blessing of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is an opinion. As I like to say on this broadcast, everybody's got opinions. Most of us are born with more than one. They're like elbows, right? And our opinions are like elbows, are easily bent to suit whatever purpose might be at hand. And that might change soon. So let's jump forward back into a lecture we were talking a little bit out of yesterday. Politics, Dicey writes, are not the same thing as law. On the one hand, you've got the established two-party political system that keeps us seesawing back and forth. If you look carefully and understand political science, you realize that we have in the America the cadre system of political party organization. In Europe, they have the mass party. We got a lot of people out there right now. They're going around saying, let's educate. Well, on Paul, if you're going to have a political activation group and your goal is education, then you're more like a mass party, the European socialist model, as opposed to the American cadre style party system. But again, you know, sometimes the jackass rides the pachyderm, and when the pachyderm gets tired, he jumps up on the shoulders of the jackass and rides him. But it's still left, right. And they stand right on top of each other all the time. It's not left versus right. They're right on top of each other. They're the same place in the spectrum. But continuing, one example of this change, well, back up a little, Will. Again, politics are not the same thing as law, but in modern England, any revolution in political ideas is certain to correspond to with alterations in legislative opinion. Revolution and political ideas. Last night, the political presidential debate, they're talking about needing a revolution in our ideas. We're working off of failed models that are no longer relevant in the 21st century. And unfortunately, Even some of the things that Newt Gingrich said made sense, and that's got to trouble the hell out of you. Anyway, if then we take care not to confound the accidental division of parties with essential differences of political faith. What is the accidental division of parties and their essential differences of political faith? What is all this idea about political faith? Somebody got a Bible for Republicans and a Bible for Democrats? Do we have one nation for Republicans and one nation for Democrats? You're talking about differences, essential differences of political faith. I guess it just depends on who's got the money that the other guy wants to steal. It depends on whether or not you're Peter or whether you're Paul, I suppose. But we discover a change in the world of politics which closely resembles, if it be not rather a part, of the transition with which these lectures have been occupied from individualism to collectivism. So perhaps this is your political faith, from individualism to collectivism. You're either going to go it on your own or y'all come.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So just blowing along through this discussion as we do on this broadcast from a day-to-day basis, you know, I do I'm guilty. I don't bring on very many guests tomorrow. We're going to have guests in both hours. Hopefully you'll tune in for that and stick with me through it. I'll probably just forego the market report in the morning and just get right into our guests because it's going to be a full plate both hours. But let's continue now back to Albert Van Dyce. You know, this guy's, I've read this whole book. I don't know, there's 400 pages in here or something like that. Yeah, 420 pages. And like all the rest of the books that are in my library, virtually every one of them, they're dry. They're bone dry. They're boring. Hard to do this reading and stay after it and continue to come back fresh every day. And I read about, I don't know, 18 hours a day. But this guy is smarter than the average stone, I put it that way. And his message was not well received because the audience in the Ivy League weren't prepared for him mentally. He was thinking way ahead of the game. And so, anyway, I'm going to continue. One example of this change in political opinion is to be found in the altered attitude of the public towards peace and economy. And see, at the time these lectures were delivered, they hadn't had the horror of World War I on them yet. Hadn't gone through World War II either. Didn't go through Korea and the rest of them. We all know the order of the day. But he was already looking at this. The altered attitude of the public towards peace, economy. You know, foreign and friends with all, foreign entanglements with none, you know. During the era of Benthamism, you see, you think, I'm not still doing a talk on positivism. When we started that talk on positivism, I told you something I had never done before. It's because you can't do it in a two-hour segment. If you want to understand how positivism permeates every aspect of our lives, you're going to have to make this kind of an inquiry. I've been at it for 7 years. And very rarely ever off of that topic. It's hard to go into a conversation with people and stay on the same topic for 30 minutes without someone wanting to change the topic, much less 7 years. But anyway, continuing, during the era of Benthamism, peace and retrenchment were the watchword of all serious statesmen. This formula has now fallen out of remembrance. But of course, it's going to come right back in with Woodrow Wilson. The point to be noted is that this fact is significant of a very profound revolution in political belief. The demand for peace abroad and economy at home stood in very close connection with the passion for individual freedom of action, which was a leading characteristic of the Benthamite liberal. Peace ought to mean light, and war certainly does mean heavy taxation. Of course, Karl Mordecai Marx, the progressive, the heavy progressive income tax. But heavy taxation, whether justifiable, as it often is or not, always must be a curtailment of each citizen's power to employ his property in the way he himself chooses. Some of this is review. We do this stuff over and over, drilling it in. Every time I read it, I find more in it, get more out of it. Hopefully you do too. It is an interference, though, in many cases, a quite justifiable interference with his liberty. The augmentation, moreover, of the public revenue by means of taxation is not only a diminution of each taxpayer's private income and of his power within a certain sphere to do as he likes, but also an increase in the resources and the power of the state. I'm just dropping down a bit. The mere transference of the wealth of individuals to the coffers of the state cannot appear to a collectivist, as it did to the individualistic radicals of 1830, to be in itself a gigantic evil. We may put aside, or we may put side by side with the decline of economic radicalism represented in the last generation by Joseph Hume, but the growth of imperialism and the discredit which has fallen upon the colonial policy of laissez-faire connected with the name of Cobden for imperialism, whatever its merits and demerits, bears witness to a newborn sense among Englishmen of their membership in a great imperial state. From whichever side the matter be looked at, the changes of political show a close correspondence with the alterations of legislative opinion, and I'll pick that all up later. But in the very next page, we're going to start picking up Harriet Martineau. You may not know who she is. And then we'll go into Auguste Comte and Freedom of Thought and Saint Simon and Robert Owen and find all of the influences of positivism at the time of Albert Van Dysing. But for now, let's go back to yesterday's discussion a little bit. We talked about alienable and unalienable rights. Alienable and unalienable rights. And now we'll move forward to the next little bit in an inquiry to the original of our ideas of beauty and virtue, the revised edition by Francis Hutcheson. And this, Natural Law and Enlightenment Classic, one of a series published by Liberty Fund Books. And you can find this book and add it along with the rest of the Natural Law and Enlightenment Classics to your library. This, number 8. Written by Francis Hutcheson, I think Francis Hutcheson is responsible for the words pursuit of happiness in our Declaration of Independence and so much of an influence to both Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson. That Thomas Jefferson in his Light and Liberty, Peterson's book here that we've been referring to, is just filled with Jefferson's understanding of happiness and how it pervades our lives. That we may see the foundation of some of the more important rights of mankind. That's capital R rights of capital M man. Let us observe that probably 9/10 at least of the things that are which are useful to mankind are owing to their labor and industry. 9/10 of the things that are useful. I mean, there's a great difference between the things a man might want and a thing a man might need. But 9/10, Hutcheson writes, of the things of which are useful to mankind are owing to their labor and industry. Yeah, you could get involved with the stocks. You can buy this short. You can speculate this is going to go long and all of that. But ultimately, it's their labor and industry that really means something. And I think that gold and silver, being of the ground and of the earth, are the right place to look. And consequently, when once man becomes so numerous that the natural product of the earth is not sufficient for their support or ease or innocent pleasure, semicolon, we stop and come back. What's being said here? This is the beginning of a line of reasoning that would then come into play as we start to think about scarcity and that we're going to run out of natural resources, and that there are too many people on the planet, and so on. But this, long ago, in this writing, when once man becomes so numerous that the natural product, capital P product, of the capital E earth, we don't need to do that, but if you want to know why there's so many unusual capitalizations in the Declaration of Independence and in the original constitutions, well, the habit was rife with this Francis Hutcheson. He capitalizes freely important things. It's like, for emphasis, I capitalize. It's everywhere. The things which are useful to capital M mankind are owing to their capital L labor and their capital I industry. Continuing. A necessity arises for the support of the increasing capital S system that such a capital T tenor of capital C conduct be observed. I'll spare you the capitalizations. But they're everywhere, as shall most effectually promote industry, and that men abstain from all actions which would have the contrary effect. Anything that reduces our industry, we shy away from it. And that's all that you get from the United Nations. That's all that you get from Agenda 21. They're asking us to go into austerity, not industry, austerity. They don't understand wise use. They advocate no use. And tomorrow we'll find out more how they advocate no use of the Klamath River watershed. Millions of acres of land. It is well known that general benevolence alone, and that's a key word when you're reading Hutcheson, benevolence and beneficence, is not a motive strong enough to industry to bear labor and toil and many other difficulties which we are averse to from self-love. When the going gets really tough, you know, humanitarianism and altruism, Auguste Comte's word, that kind of gets set aside. And I can be all kind of benevolent, and I can be all kind of nice, but when the work is too hard, screw you. Feed yourself. I'm over here hoeing the beans, baby. I plan to take a few bulls back to the cabin first, all right? Anyway, I'll pick that up and continue. Francis Hutcheson, very interesting person. I think you'd find his writings quite revealing.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Again, Francis Hutcheson here is bearing down on the foundation of property. Property, you know, life, liberty, and property. Life, liberty, and property. John Locke. Locke was influenced here as well, obviously. But under this foundation of property, Section 8, once again, it's well known that general benevolence alone is not a motive strong enough to industry to bear labor and toil, and many other difficulties which we are averse to from self-love, right? General benevolence alone, your charitable goodwill, that's not enough to get you to go out there and toil. Self-love is really a necessity to the good of the whole. Now, this good of the whole, the greatest good of the greatest number, the happiness principle, the greatest good of the greatest number, Jeremy Bentham. Self-love is really as necessary to the good of the whole as benevolence. So when you go overboard on this altruism and humanitarianism, you start to lose the willpower to work. Socialism is based on so many flawed foundations that I can't imagine why people have persisted with it for so long. Collectivism is a real broken idea. Without these, self-love is really a necessary to the good of the whole as benevolence. As that attraction, we talk about the laws of attraction, as that attraction which causes the cohesion of the parts is as necessary to the regular state of the whole as gravitation. And remember, Henry St. Simon, starting to bring up, you know, Newton's law here as the first principle, gravitation, the cohesion of the parts. Attraction, which causes the cohesion of the parts, is as necessary to the regular state of the whole as gravitation. Without these additional motives, self-love would generally oppose the motions of benevolence and concur with malice or influence us to the same actions which malice would. That tenor of action, then, which would take away the stronger ties of benevolence or the additional motives of honor and advantage from our minds, and so hinder us from pursuing industriously that course which really increases the good of the whole, is evil, and we are obliged to shun it. First, then, the depriving of any person of the fruits of his own innocent labor takes away all motive to industry from self-love or the nearer ties and leaves us no other motive than general benevolence. You get in and start messing around with Peter. You know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. You get in and start messing around with Peter like we've been messed around with in this country ever since these socialist batards came on shore. And people stop working. They're no longer interested in tithing the church. They're no longer interested in collecting up a little bit of extra from the gleanings and giving them to the needy. We're no longer interested in helping raise somebody else's barn. It's go screw you, I'm trying to provide for myself. And that's where we've come to. It's metastasized. Benevolence is gone. Beneficence is gone. Charity, forced charity will wear you out. Peter is so tired of being pillaged to support Paul that poor Paul, the parasite, is going to perish because Peter is petered out. And yet, they don't seem to understand this in Washington, D.C., and Wall Street. They don't understand this at the United Nations. That's because they're collectivists. They have a different belief system, apparently. This is all ground on our right of dominion and property in the fruits of our labors. The rights of our dominion. That's a careful word there, the dominionist, you know. Let's back up. It leaves no other motive than general benevolence. Nay, it exposes the industrious as a constant prey to the slothful and sets self-love against industry. You feel like you've been a constant prey to the slothful in your life? This is the ground of our right of dominion and property in the fruits of our labor, without which right we could scarce hope for any industry or anything beyond the product of uncultivated nature. You see, in the Soviet Union, their whole system fell apart. Because the Soviet Union pretended to pay the workers, and the workers pretended to work. And everyone pretended to care. When you go in on this level and start messing around with these basic human needs, you destroy civilizations. And we need not just a revolution, you know, a lovolution. We need a complete turnaround in our thinking. Because we've got nothing but stinking thinking at the highest levels. and they don't understand some of these bare-bone basics that even some bonehead like me, self-educated in the main, reading books, can glean and understand that the claptrap that is passing for a global agenda is just that, and nothing more. Industry will be confined to our present necessities. I got to do nothing more than I absolutely need to get by. Period. End of story. Every time you try and be prosperous, every time you try and create a business in this country, the jackboot of control comes on you. I'm studying this 1945 book on the principles of accounting, and all throughout this section that I'm working on now is the introduction of the necessary accounting that's required by law when they implemented Social Security and the income tax. Never before treated on, never before part of the accounting process, but it came in at that time period. The Liberty Tax and Social Security and all of the rest of the Gladanders. And it just started to make it impossible to be an employer. Today, the Obamacare looming over people's heads and everything else. Why bother? You know, if you got just enough to get through to the end of your life, the heck with it. I'm going to go to the Bahamas. You people run a business. You figure this out for yourself, little Timmy Geithner. Go ahead, Mr. Goolsby. Show us how it works for you. Do something productive. I mean, TurboTax Timmy wouldn't even pay the taxes that their claim that he owed. To whom? I don't know. Maybe he understands the scoop. I'm sure he does. Why would he pay taxes? He knows it's a fraud. Why would Benjamin Shlomo Bernanke pay any taxes? He knows it's a fraud. If we are not allowed to store up beyond present necessity and to dispose of what is above our necessities, either in barter for other kinds of necessaries or for the service of our friends or our families. Curious words here. Can we not learn something from Mr. Hutchison? Maybe that's why our founders paid attention. Again, if we are not allowed to store up beyond present necessity and dispose of what is above our necessities, either in barter for other kinds of necessaries or for the service of our friends or families. And hence appears the right which men have to lay up for the future, the goods which will not be spoiled by it, of alienating them in trade, in other words, taking them out of trade, of donation to friends, children, relations. Otherwise, we deprive industry of all the motives of self-love, friendship, gratitude, natural affection. You can't even give tomatoes, your excess tomatoes, to your neighbor anymore. If these laws are to be observed, coming down the pike, honest and adage, you can't even get raw milk out of your cow. You can't even drink the milk from your cow. What kind of insanity is this? Time for a thorough house cleaning. I call it Operation Clean Sweep. Start at the attic and sweep all the way to the basement. We need to start with the executive branch and thoroughly rout the bastards out. Right into Congress, into the Senate. We need to go through the U.S. Supreme Court like a Roto-Rooter. I don't know why people are messing around with Wall Street. That's a symptom of a much greater problem. The problem is the government that we have instituted among ourselves, and it's not only our right, but it's our duty to throw off a government that is destructive of these ends that our founders understood well. The same foundation there is for the right of disposition by testament, in other words, inheritance. Well, a lot of wisdom here. We'll be back again tomorrow with our very special guests. Talk about rural America. Let's defend it. I'll be back then. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.